Cody Franzen joins us right now on the line. Cody, thanks a lot for doing this. I know it's probably a very busy day for you, and I'm sure you're still wrapping your head around it. Maybe just give us a sense of how this went down and what your day was like today.
It's been a crazy day, that's for sure. You know what, we had a day off today, and I planned to sleep in a little bit. And when I woke up, I had about 6 missed calls from Mr. Nonis, and I got in touch with him when I got up, and that was the news that I had been traded. And I had a good conversation with Mr. Nonis, and you know, we left on very good terms. I mean, he knows I loved it here, and I've got nothing but good things to say about this organization. And I was hopeful that something would work here, but you know, they made the move that they felt was best for the organization. And you know, I mean, for me, I'm excited to be going back to Nashville. Nashville was my first home, and if there was a place to get traded to, it's one that I'm very excited about.
Did you have a say in the discussions at all? Were you involved? Were you in the loop? Did you have an idea that this was a possibility?
No, I wasn't in the loop on anything at all. You know, it's one of those things where as a player, you're not, unless you really have like a no trade or something that limits a team from moving you, you're not really typically involved in any of it. And that was the case for me. I didn't have a no trade or anything like that. So I didn't have any say in what happened. And, you know, I just got the call this morning letting me know that I was going to Nashville, and I had a very good conversation with Mr. Nonis there. And, you know, like I said, I've got nothing but good things to say about this organization.
Cody, we know it's crazy in this city in the best of times, but this year especially, as far as a media, you know, the fishbowl of playing for the Maple Leafs. You know Nashville, I'm sure it's a great hockey market, and it'll be fun there, but it's going to be a lot different. How do you contrast and compare the two cities as far as attention to the local hockey team?
Well, you know, it is very different, but, you know, in talking to the people from Nashville today, I mean, it seems like everybody in Nashville is very excited about what they have going on there. They've been selling a lot of tickets, and people are, you know, very into hockey right now. And, you know, it's an exciting time there for them, and I'm excited to be a part of that. But you know the big thing is you come in after a practice in Nashville, you might have, you know, maybe 3 people in the room to do media or something like that, whereas Toronto, especially as of late, there's been, you know, 30-40 people in the rooms to do interviews and all that other kind of stuff. So you know, in that aspect of it, it's very different. I mean, you know, when you go to Nashville, you don't hear all the hockey stuff unless you have the NHL package, where you hear, you know, what's going on really around the league, or if you follow it on Twitter or whatever. So, you know, it's a very different spectacle in that sense. I mean, it's not hockey, everything, and that's all you hear about, and no matter where you go, like it is in Toronto. And I mean, that's one of the great things about Toronto also. You know, people are very into it. They're very passionate about their hockey here, and it makes it a very fun place to play. And, you know, it's just a little different in Nashville. People are very excited about it there, but it's, you know, they've got other things down there that they love just as much. You know, people are very into football down there and NASCAR and things like that.
Yeah, and country music and all that.
And country music, yeah.
Talking to Cody Franzen here, Sportsnet today on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Cody, still a couple of weeks until the trade deadline. Are you glad, though, that this is happening now and you don't have to answer the questions for another 2 weeks? Because we know if you weren't able to figure out an extension, that it was just a matter of time before you were dealt out of town. Are you glad that it's just over with now?
You know, that's tough. I mean, anytime you get, you know, put in these situations where you get traded, it's, you know, mixed emotions, because I've made a lot of good friends here in Toronto. I got along very well with, you know, management and the coaching staff especially. And we had a great group of guys, and I've made a lot of friends here. So it's always bittersweet to get put in this situation. I mean, you know, for me, I've got roots in Nashville, and I'm excited about going there and being a part of what they've been able to create so far this year. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's always tough to leave your group, and our group's been through a lot this year. We've been through a lot together, and, you know, they're continually trying to sort things out, and, you know, I wish them nothing but the best in that. It's not an easy situation, and they're doing everything they can to, you know, to get things out on the right foot. And, you know, it's part of the process, but, you know, they got a good group of guys in there and a good group of guys that are willing to work, and they'll be just fine.
Cody, we know there weren't too many big, great, great moments in Toronto for the Maple Leafs the last, you know, half decade. But do you have a lasting memory of your time in Toronto?
Yeah. You know, that playoff run that we were able to go into the first round with was something I'll never forget. It's, you know, the playoffs in the biggest hockey market in the world. I mean, the buzz around the city and how into, you know, the whole thing that the people were in, you know, Maple Leaf Square, and those images will be something I'll never forget. You know, it's been an unbelievable city, and even though there's been some trying times, it's been nothing that I'd ever regret, you know, being a part of. It's been a dream of mine to be a Leaf, and I'm very fortunate to have that, you know, become a reality. And you know, this was a dream come true for me, and you know, this is kind of the path that it's gone down to now. So, you know, hockey is one of those games you got to be able to roll with the punches sometimes, and this is part of it.
Cody, I guess if you're going to be traded, it's not bad to be traded to the number one team in the National Hockey League. This is like a legit Stanley Cup opportunity for you. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, I mean, that aspect of it's extremely exciting. I mean, those guys have got a very good team over there, and you know, I'm very excited to be able to go over there and try and do everything I can to help win a cup in Nashville. And you know, I've never really, you know, been in that situation on a team that's been quite that dominant. When I was in Nashville, we had some really good teams, but never made it to the first place mark. And you know, in Toronto here, we've had some good teams, but struggled at times and got into the playoffs, but didn't make it through the first round. So to be able to go to a team like that that's been playing so well so long into the year, it's very exciting.
Talking to Cody Franzen, have you had a chance to talk to Mike Santarelli today and give him the heads up on what it's like to play in Nashville?
You know what? It's been so busy that we've only been able to exchange a few text messages and kind of set up our day tomorrow and how we're going to go about getting things done here. There's a lot of things to take care of in a short amount of time before we head down there. And, you know, I've had probably 130 text messages today and been on the phone all morning since I got up. So it's been a busy day, but, you know, we've spoken, you know, just through text message a couple of times, trying to, you know, figure things out, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, and you found the time to join us, and we appreciate it, Cody. Just a couple more questions here before we do let you go. Mentioned the media crush and how things went for you and the contract negotiations, and you said you had a nice conversation with Dave Nonis. But in the overall, do you think you were treated fairly here in your time in Toronto?
Yeah, I do. You know what? It's one of those things where, you know, through the whole span of my time here, you know, Toronto's been in some tough situations. I mean, with, you know, the salary cap and a bunch of different guys coming up on contracts at certain times. I mean, none of it was an easy situation. And, unfortunately we had some lengthy contract disputes, but, you know, it's, like I said, it's part of the business, and that's nothing that you can take personally. I mean, I'm very fortunate that things have worked out as long as they have here in Toronto. And, you know, this was literally a dream come true for me, and I don't have any bad memories leaving here.
I know you're focused on Nashville and playing this season and winning a cup and all, but you are an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. Just generally, would you be open to re-signing with the Toronto Maple Leafs this offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously going to Nashville now, that puts me in a different situation. I mean, you know, you go to a team like that, and if things go well, I mean, you never know what can happen. I mean, Nashville is a place that I've been before, and I've really liked it there, so we'll see how that goes. And you know, but if it does come down to that point of me being ready to hit the open market, I'm definitely going to listen if Toronto's on the phone. I mean, you know, I've always said this is a place that I'd like to be, and it is. You know, if Toronto was in play, if that situation came up, I would definitely listen.
Cody, thanks again for doing this. I know it's a very busy day for you, a pretty crazy day, and we do appreciate the time. Enjoy the twang of Nashville again and that great music. There's great music in this city, but come on, Nashville, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it's tough to beat that scene in Nashville. It's nice to be able to go down the Broadway there and catch live music no matter what time of day. So I'm looking forward to that.
Cody, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.